on, everybody. Welcome back to the podcast. I don't know if you're in the car listening right now, if you're on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, wherever you are on YouTube. Thanks for joining us on this next show where we're going to talk about a couple different things. Tesla is building something here in Sarasota. We've got Big Top Brewery coming to town. I'm going to talk a little bit about that and what they're doing. And the most expensive sale recently just happened on Siesta Key, and it took less than a week to happen. So I'm going to kind of show you what that property looks like and whatnot, and then kind of, you know, wrap it up with some motivation to get you in to next week. But I wanted to share one of the most frustrating experiences that I have recently had, and that is a car oil change, right? And you're like, Matt, why are we even talking about this? It will make sense in a minute. But anyway, recently this past week, you know, my wife, she was out of town and I had the kids. I dropped the oldest off at school and then I took the boys to go to Honda and get an oil change. And we made an appointment, right? And so I've got two young kids and we were there for two solid hours with an appointment. And I was like, yo, you can only keep a baby quiet for so long. And it was so frustrating because it was a simple oil change. And then, of course, you know, they had to tell me that I needed $3,500 of repairs for a car that's got, you know, 50,000 miles on it. It's not that old and all these things like that. And I was so frustrated. Like any other frustrated person, I took to social media and I put on my Facebook page. I was like, I don't even know what I said, but people were like, the reason it's taking so long is it's the dealership and blah, blah, blah. They're trying to get all, you know, all the money they can from you. And why do you go to the dealership? Well, the reason I went was when I bought the car, I bought these stupid prepaid oil change things. And so I've paid for them and I think I've got like five left and we've had the car for 4 years. And, you know, it's frustrating. It's super frustrating. So if you are a local here and you've got a mechanic, I would love for you to comment who your mechanic is, because I don't know that I can keep taking cars to a dealership because it's just so, so frustrating. But talking about dealerships, Tesla is building. Actually, they are basically finished with their first dealership here in the Sarasota area. So those of you who have lived here or vacationed here, you know that Tesla has had a showroom in the UTC Mall for years. And that's, you know, then you've got to order the car and all those things, but they got like one or two models there and everything's on a computer and all that other fun stuff like that. So let me go ahead and share the article with you. I'm sharing my screen with you. So those of you in the car, sorry, those of you on YouTube, you get to see it. That's awesome. So yeah, they are set to open this. It's a 55,000 square foot dealership and it's right on the corner of, you can see it from the highway, from University Exit 213. You can see the dealership. Almost looks like a small parking garage. That's what we thought it was when they were starting the construction of it. But it was kind of a weird spot to put a parking garage. But now it makes sense. That is Tesla. That is Tesla building that there, 55,000 square feet, you know, which is going to be great for residents that live here in the area. Because before, they had to drive to Tampa or Fort Myers if they had, you know, problems with their car or to pick up a car or things like that. So now Sarasota is continuing to grow. You saw that in last week's podcast. We talked about growth and density and how it relates to Tampa and Naples and those surrounding markets. So this is going to be a great thing, I think, for people that own Teslas or interested in owning Teslas. And then another thing that I think locals are going to love is Big Top Brewery is expanding into Fruitvale Commons. Now, let me show this, share this map with you, and I'm going to show you exactly where they're going in. You know, from the interstate, you can see what they're putting in there. It's right here. You've got Cooper's Hawk. And it's going to be right back in here is where it is. And guys, this is massive. Like when you drive by it from the interstate, I didn't know how many seats were there or how much it could house. But I mean, this sucker is 18,000 square feet and it's going to be able to host 700 guests at a time. Which is wild. That just is wild to me. They're going to have 3,000 gallon tanks of craft beer. And in terms of food, they are not trying to make this like your typical bar food. I think in this article, it talks about what they want to do for pizza and how the dough has to ferment for 24 hours before they can use it. So they're really trying to make this an experience between the local craft beer that they have, the food that they're bringing in, the food that they're cooking, and everything else like that. I think it's going to be an absolute incredible experience for the locals that either live there, or as you know, like in Fruitvale Commons in this area, again, I'm showing you the map, they're starting to develop a lot more things. This whole plaza. And then also across the way, they've got a Publix that just opened. So they are, I think the next bit of expansion you're going to see in Sarasota is I think you're going to see it along the corridor of Fruitvale Road. I really do. I think they're going to start all those cows that are on Fruitvale. I think that those are going to be shopping or developments or something like that. And then I do think that they're probably going to have to widen that road, because for Fruitvale, after you get to a certain point, it's just a one lane each way. And that's not going to cut it, you know, whatsoever, you know, for what they're going to be expanding. So I think that's going to be the next set of growth. After that, I do think you're going to see State Road 72, Clark Road by Sky Ranch. I think you're going to start to see all this start to boom out here. So, you know, interesting enough of the pockets of Sarasota where they're going to start concentrating, I think, some of the growth. I think those are going to be future things that you're going to see, you know, and whatnot. And then obviously, you know, coming over to Siesta Key, we've got the most recent, most expensive sale in the last 2 years. Let's see this article. It's $15 million. They don't really give you any information on it. It was 8,600 square feet, but because I am a realtor, I can show this to you. So give me 1 second. Let me pull this up. And there we go. All right. So this is 4,300 Higgle Ave, and this is in Fiddler Bayou. So let me show you on a map kind of where this is specifically located. So, oops, let me zoom out. It's on the north end of the key. So if you kind of come over the Bee Ridge Bridge, and then, you know, start heading down, you're going to see it's right here. Or, you know, obviously right on the water. And I'm not going to go through the 100 pictures that this thing has, but we're going to kind of go through a couple of them. It's a pretty amazing property. I think the really cool thing is it was listed at $14,995,000 and it sold for full price in just 5 days. It was built by Peroni Construction. Peroni, they are a local business. They do a lot of waterfront property. I've spoken with Ricky. Ricky Peroni. He's one of the owners of there, obviously. And they build some incredible, incredible properties, and they take their time when they build it. I mean, you can see this. Let me get to some of these, the view. It's gorgeous. Obviously this house, $15 million is immaculate. I don't like it when they don't put like photos of the outside until the very end. So you kind of have to go through all of these to see, but I mean, that's your pool. And look at that the grass. They've got, I think, a putting green in the front yard as you come in. It's over an acre. I mean, it's a beautiful, it's an incredible property. But that kind of leads me into what is the future of our luxury market here in Sarasota. And I've got a hot take for you today on it. And I am going to go on record and I am going to say that I think the luxury market in Sarasota is underpriced. And you might be sitting here listening to this podcast, watching this stream right now and going, Matt, that you're crazy. Something underpriced in Sarasota. No way. We're seeing prices come down, blah, 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 interest rates, all these things like that. I think the luxury market in Sarasota is underpriced. And I think in 5 years, if you were to post stamp what I'm saying right now, you're going to look back and go, man, Matt was spot on with that. And the reason behind it is when I look at other pockets of Florida and the luxury market and the price it costs to get on the water, twice as expensive as that of Sarasota. And I think Sarasota is more beautiful. Let me explain. So in Naples, to get on the water, you're probably looking at like $30 million. This house sold on Siesta Key, the most expensive sale for 2 years, for $15 million. So you're on the water for less than $15 million. I think the most expensive house on Longboat Key right now is $20 million. I actually got to preview it, and I'm going to be hopefully doing a video around it. It's this incredible like compound. It's going to be wild. I really hope to be able to do a video with the developer on it. I think it's listed at $18 million or $19 million. It is one of the most amazing properties I've ever step foot on in my life. It puts things like you see on HGTV, it puts it to shame. So I'm really excited to hopefully be able to bring that video and show you what this looks like. It's going to be so much fun. But anyway, that is the most expensive property on Longboat Key. And so when I look at other pockets, like I said, in Naples, you're at $30 million, $50 million, you know, over in West Palm Beach, $40 million. Like you're at just tons and tons of money to get on the water, where Sarasota, you can get on for a fraction of the price. And yet we still have all the other beautiful amenities in Sarasota that you would get anywhere else. Like in between the arts and the beaches and the shopping and the dining and the sunshine, the lifestyle is very much the same of West Palm Beach or Naples, but it is half the price. And so what has happened over the last several years and through kind of the pandemic and, you know, when markets went crazy, I would say that our $350,000 to $700,000 range went nuts, went crazy. Why? That's the largest market. That's the biggest buyer pool that's out there. And now that has shifted to be like the $500,000 to $900,000 range. The luxury market, during the pandemic, there was a condo complex on Longboat Key, and they were building luxury condos, and they were ranging from $3 million to $12 million. They opened for pre-sales. They didn't even have the structure built to pre-sell it. They opened. They sold 50% of the entire complex in 30 days. That doesn't happen. That doesn't happen in the luxury market at anywhere. I mean, quite frankly, when you take a luxury listing, a $2 or $3 million listing, sometimes you take that listing for 2 years because they can just take a little bit longer to sell. The fact that this property on Longboat Key, this project, would sell 50% out in 30 days from the $3 to $12 million range, and it's going to take 2 to 3 years to build it, is mind-blowing. Just mind-blowing. And then communities like Wild Blue and Lakewood Ranch, which is ranging from, you know, that $3 to $6 million range, they're just slammed all the time. So I do think that you are seeing a big shift in kind of the luxury buyers. And also you have to think about where the luxury market and those buyers, what their financial situation is. If the market were to dip, like everyone's trying to time the market. Like I've talked about this in recent videos. Everyone's trying to time the market, you know. Yeah, I don't, you know, that we're in a balancing market right now and I want to time it out right. First of all, no one's ever going to time it out right because you're never going to know until like 3 years later. And they'll be like, oh, I timed it perfect or no, I missed it. But if the market were to dip 10%, that doesn't feel good. Nobody likes that. Nobody likes to lose money when if you buy a stock and then the next day it goes down, you're like, ah, crap, I should have waited. That, you know, you can't time it perfectly. But people who are purchasing this $15 million house, more than likely, they have a net worth far greater than $15 million. And this probably isn't their only house. Probably not. And so if the market were to dip 10%, all that they would do is they would just liquidate assets elsewhere in other investments and they'd buy the dip, right? Markets go down, you buy the dip because it's going to go back up, right? In the nature of 12 to 24 months, markets typically always come back up. That's what they're going to do. And they have the capital and the resources in order to do that. And so that's why I think the luxury market, it doesn't waver as much. And I think now you're going to see a bigger push in purchasing property in Sarasota through the summer months, because I think, and I experienced, my team and we experienced, there was a lot of buyers very hesitant. And maybe you're one of them. Maybe you're listening to this. Maybe we've talked on the phone a bunch of times. And they're very hesitant to pull the trigger because interest rates are going up. Well, let's just wait for rates to drop. They're just not. And I talked to somebody today that they were saying, oh, rates are probably going to go up maybe to 8% before they drop back down. I mean, who knows? Who knows? I think I did a post a year ago And I said, rates are probably going to go to 9% at some point. And everyone's like, you're crazy. That's never going to happen. They're going to stay in the 5% range. Really? No, not going to happen. The more like stimulus packages or things like that, that our government pushes through and prints money, the higher rates are going to go, because they've got to suck the money back down. Like, it's pretty basic economics. It's not rocket science here. I don't understand why people think it's rocket science. So, but anyway, a lot of times the cash buyers, they're just not subject to that. So I think we're going to see a big push in Sarasota real estate because buyers now, they're moving here for the lifestyle. They're not moving here for the quote unquote deal. They want a deal. Everybody wants a deal. But they've been waiting 6 months to be patient. Oh, rates are going to drop. Let's just wait a little bit. You know, might be a snowbird. Let's just wait a little bit. And it's not happening. And so now it's, listen, do we want to play the game? It might cost us $10,000 or $15,000. Probably not going to, you know, move the needle very much. But we really want the lifestyle. And so now I think you're just going to see more buyers that are going to start to pull the trigger on purchasing property here in the Sarasota area. Especially, you know, cash buyers. Because if rates are going to go up and inventory has been going up, it doesn't matter to them what the rates are. They've got the cash. I had a conversation with an investor today about that. And I just said, this is a great position for you to be in. Because you get the benefit of everything. If inventory goes up or things sit there, you have cash. It doesn't matter to you as an investor. You know what your return on investment is going to be, and we're trying to get you a 10 to 12% return on investment. If you're financing at 9 or 10%, your return on investment is like 3%. Not worth it. I've told buyers on the phone, hey, are you financing? Yeah, you know what? I probably wouldn't buy it. I probably talk myself out of more sales than not, because I'm just going to be honest with you in terms of when it comes to that. If it's not something that I think would be good, why? As you can put your money in an interest rate in a CD fund right now and get 5.25% guaranteed. So why would you put it into a real estate investment that's super risky in right now? Because the market's not really appreciating. It's kind of leveling. We don't really know. You saw my market update last month. You know, we've seen things go up a month, down, up and down. Like, there's not really any consistency in it whatsoever. But anyway, that brings me, you know, back to, you know, off of my tangent there of the market. But I really do think that the luxury market is going to be it is our strongest market. I really believe that. I think the data supports that. And I think you're going to continue to see that trend in the Sarasota area. So I want to leave you with this, you know, your little piece of motivation. You know, we live in a fast-paced world. I think I talk about that all the time. And it's so true, right? That, like, social media, you can just scroll and scroll and scroll and scroll and see everybody's highlight reel and compare yourself to them and then feel like your life is terrible because it's their highlight reel and it's not your everyday. Like, you can't compete with that, first of all. But I want to encourage you and challenge you to find something today, right now, if you can, find something in your head, think about something, one thing that you are grateful for. Like, slow down, think about it, because you should be able to come up with a list of 1,000 different things that you're grateful for. The fact that you had a meal today, like, simple things. But also think about whatever situation that you're in, you know, the health that you're in. And sometimes we don't appreciate things until they're not there. Like, when I'm sick, I'm like, oh, I just can't wait to be better. And then you don't really appreciate it when you no longer have that sore throat or headache or head cold or migraine or whatever it is. You know, but find something that you are truly just grateful for. Like, for me, like, I am so grateful for my wife, Paige. Like, she is the MVP of our family. She is my best friend. Like, the world could be burning down, but as long as her and I are on the same page and we've got each other by our side, like, it really doesn't matter. Like, we're going to be okay. And so find something that you're grateful for today. And, you know, I've got to say thank you for listening to this podcast, sharing this podcast with your friends. We are quickly becoming the number one rated podcast in the Sarasota, area real estate, you know, sector. And that's just incredible in just a few short weeks. So, you know, thank you so much. Like, you know, the people that have talked to me, listened to the show, like, this, it's fun. I'm having a lot of fun with it. You know, if there's certain things that you want me to talk about, comment that in the comments below. We'd love to get your feedback and you know, have that conversation. But with that, I hope you have an incredible week, and I can't wait to see you back here same time next week.